The Untitled Show, Bob here with you as always, with a different person sitting beside me today.
Yay!
Well, that's not Donnie. That's not a guy at all. Or is it? Is it Jeff? No.
No. Thank goodness.
It is my best friend and fan of the show, Naomi. Yes, how are you doing, yes. Naomi?
I am good. I'm hungry, but I'm good.
Bringing the sexy back to the show.
Yes. That's what I'm here for.
Yes. Yes. Hercules.
Oh, my God.
At least I don't have the arm flub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, let's see. Pull up the sleeve. Is there any... no, it's okay. No arm flub.
It's okay. Now, if we were talking about your belly, then...
Hey, man. I will beat you up.
It's funny anyway.
And you know I can.
You gotta love it anyway. Well, this is good. This is good. We're gonna start off the show with something that I know Naomi's had to do. How to reject a guy. You've had to tell a guy no. You've had to tell me no.
Yeah.
Several times. Yeah. You still have to tell me no, even though you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, like today. Like, all the time.
Like, 3 seconds before I hit record.
Yeah, seriously, man.
My hands are grabby. I can't help it.
Hey,
watch.
Keep your hands in your space, man.
Okay. Here's my space.
From here
to like an inch away from your body, all the way over to me. That's my space. So
no,
you see?
This is my bubble. Stay out of my bubble.
Okay, then. this is the rejection lies what by women and what they really mean. And we're going to see if this is true because you're here.
Okay.
Number 10. I think of you as a brother. Now, whenever you tell a guy that, what are you thinking?
You're not sexy enough.
Okay, what they say that means is, you remind me of that banjo player in Deliverance.
No, it's more like, I don't know, just not good looking enough.
Okay. There's a slight difference in our ages. Have you ever had to use that? No.
No. You know I date older guys.
Very older guys.
Yes.
Obviously 2 years wasn't enough for her.
Nope.
It really means I don't want to date my dad.
Well, yeah, that old, like, 20 years is a little too far. Like, I'm in the, like, you know, 3 to 10 year range work.
Yeah. Why did you have to make the cutoff year 1 year older than I am?
Just to exclude you, sweetie.
But I remember your promise, even though you were drunk.
Hey, I remember it too. I'll stand by my promise.
And then she'll never talk to me again afterwards. Because it'll be too weird. Mainly because of the looks I'll give her. Like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, God.
I'm not attracted to you in quote unquote that way. Have you ever said that?
That one sometimes is true because at least you're telling them straight up, you know, I don't like you like
that. But that's basically being nicer than what you really think. What do you really think whenever you're looking at someone and say that?
Just you don't like them like that. They're a friend and that's cool, but you really don't want to, you know.
These people say that really means you're the ugliest dork I've ever laid eyes on.
No, that's just me.
I always get the, I'm not attracted to you in that way, so now I know I'm ugly.
Aw, poor sweetie.
My life is too complicated right now. Have you ever had to use that?
No.
I can understand a girl using that if she just moved or she's about to move or she just broke up with a guy.
Oh, what's life without a guy to complicate it? I mean, come on.
I know, exactly. What it really means is I don't want you spending the night or... What is that? Hold on. These people don't know. I don't want you spending the night or else you may hear phone calls from all the other guys.
Oh. Slut.
Okay. Have you ever told someone while you were single, I've got a boyfriend?
No, because I'm never single.
Exactly. They say that means I prefer the company of my cat and a half gallon of Ben and Jerry's.
That's always good, though.
Yes, it is. Even for a guy, that's good. Get over it.
Ice cream.
I don't date men where I work. You've never used that because you never work around guys.
Well, I did, but he was like in his 40s, and I definitely wouldn't date him.
It means I wouldn't date you if you were in the same solar system, much less the same building. Have you ever told somebody, it's not you, it's me?
Yeah, but that's like the breakup line.
Yeah. Well, they say it really means it's you.
Yeah, really is. It's just like the sweet way to say it. But there's no point in saying it anymore because everybody knows that's not true.
Yeah.
It's like the typical breakup line. Sucks.
I'm concentrating on my career. You've never used that because you're never single.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Even something as boring and unfulfilling as my job is better than dating you.
Oh.
Now, I get a lot. I'm concentrating on my schoolwork right now.
Yeah.
So I get that a lot, and I can kind of sort of understand
that one.
But when Dracula used that to break up with his girlfriend and then just spent more time online and then ended up getting another girlfriend.
He just got tired of
that kind
of.
Okay.
I don't know why she didn't just get tired of him, but
she kind of was, but she misses him. It's weird. Pooey on you.
I didn't miss him.
Pooey. You still don't. Okay, I'm celibate. You've never used that one. Cause
yeah,
every
sometimes I sell a bit, sometimes I sell a lot.
Phenomena.
Yes.
You can tell she's a fan of the show. She loves this stuff.
I love that. That's like my favorite thing from the show.
It really means I've sworn off only the men like you.
Well, I hope they're not going for only the underwear models, because that's in your dreams. Sorry, sweetie.
Okay, this one, let's be friends. This one I've heard too many times.
Let's just be friends.
I've spent many nights staying up crying over this.
Aww. Aww. Suck it up.
It really means I want you to stay around so I can tell you in excruciating detail about all the other men I sleep with.
I don't tell guys in detail about the other guys I sleep with.
You don't go into detail. You just mention how many times.
Yeah, I'm just like, woohoo! I got laid. Yes!
Yeah.
Score! Another notch on the belt for Naomi. Yes, people, I am like a man.
Yeah, more ways than you can imagine.
Hey. Not cool.
Stop it!
You stop it.
Okay. Ooh, stop that. Ooh. Okay, we started something last week, and we're going to start another thing here. 10 rules for dating my daughter. We're going to name off a few of these to see if your parents, I know they don't.
Yeah, you know my parents. Like,
I know your parents don't have these
don't
rules.
Really care.
But here we go. Rule one, if you pull into my driveway and honk, you better be delivering a package because you're sure not picking anything up.
Oh, yeah, that is one of my parents' rules. It pisses them off.
Rule two, you didn't. Rule two. Rule two.
Rule two. Two rules. Yes. Okay, read it.
I like the shirt that says Tool, not the band, I just am one.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, read it.
You do not touch my daughter in front of me. You may glance at her so long as you do not peer at anything below her neck. If you cannot keep your eyes or hands off my daughter's bodies, I will remove them.
Well, I don't know. My mom doesn't
My
care.
Eyes would be removed right now, let's say that.
My
right
mom
now.
Doesn't care, but I mean, my dad doesn't live with us, so, you know.
And rule number three for right now, this is kind of long. I'm aware that it is considered fashionable for boys of your age to wear their trousers so loosely that they appear to be falling off their hips. Please don't take this as an insult, but you and all your friends are complete idiots.
Yes! Thank you.
Still, I wanted to be fair and open-minded about this issue, so I propose this compromise. You may come to the door with your underwear showing and your pants 10 sizes too big, and I will not object. However, in order to ensure that your clothes do not, in fact, come off during the course of your day with my daughter, I will take my electric nail gun and fasten your trousers securely in place to your waist.
Yes. Pull your pants up, guys. It's irritating.
Okay, let me pull them up. Jesus.
Nobody wants to see the plumber crack.
Unless you're Fabio.
Nobody wants to see Fabio's. Ugh.
Well, speaking of guys with their pants hanging down their ankles,
mm-hmm.
We got a little something here. Walking around Walmart, you see a lot of strange things at Walmart. There was this guy, poser, walking around. Poser. I just like the line that it makes on the recorder.
Pop. Yeah, the little poppy line. It looks like an earthquake. Okay, you can stop that. Anytime. Okay.
Anyway, this guy was walking around acting like he was talking on his cell phone. He's just running around the store and like he's talking on his cell phone.
And then his cell phone rang.
Normally, if you're talking and the phone rings, you can say, well, the call dropped while I was talking to him and he called me right back.
Mm-hmm.
But he was sitting there acting like he was listening and the phone rang. I was like, if all of a sudden you hear a sudden drop in the voice, you wouldn't just sit there and hold it to your face. But when the phone rang, he freaked out, turned it off, just shoved it in his pocket and ran over to his dad. And I'm just standing there. I'm standing there watching him.
Ran over to his dad. How old was this kid?
16. Yeah, I'm a gangsta.
Gangsta.
I'm a gangsta player.
Yeah.
It's like.
No.
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 Don't.
No.
Don't.
Stop it, tard.
Okay.
To the left.
What the hell?
To the left.
It's cutting it off.
Is that supposed to be jump?
Yeah.
Sounds like hump.
It's just a jump to the left.
There it goes.
There you go.
There it goes.
No, it's not hump to the left.
You ought to see how giddy she is right now.
Like a little schoolgirl.
Too bad you're not dressed like it.
No, well, you know, I got an outfit like that at the house, you know. We live like a block away.
Just take that off.
Hey. Bubble. Bubble man.
Bubble. 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 We need video.
Don't invade my bubble.
We need video bad. Well, we got a camera set up there, so if you want to...
It's okay. I don't look very nice today anyway, so...
Okay, anyway. At McDonald's the other day, there was a guy driving a big V8 four-door Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front of his truck, there is a big purple license plate that says Georgia Girl.
And a guy was driving it. So he was driving Georgia Girl's vehicle.
It was a redneck guy hanging out the doors, got the camouflage cab, spins your back out the window.
And he's a Georgia girl.
He's a Georgia Bulldog girl. You know, with the stupid G with that little logo thing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Get more comfortable.
Yeah, like the pink G with the IRL in little pretty letters. Yeah, that's stupid.
Pretty little cursive.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's very stupid. Like your face.
Hey, my face is pretty.
Like your face.
My face is pretty.
No, it's not.
Get out of the bubble,
it's
man.
It's ugly.
I will hurt you.
Better be glad the show doesn't have a picture of you on it.
I'll let my boyfriend hurt you.
Whoa.
I get my daddy after you. He got a big shotgun.
Well, I'm scared.
You better be.
I'm scared. Wouldn't that mean he'd have to get out of the house? Or does he?
True. You talking about my stepdad or my real dad?
I don't know. I don't know your family.
My dad, my real dad, is a hermit. He lives in Florida. My stepdad goes outside to smoke, and that's about it.
Yeah, he'll, like, go sit on the step and put
and
stuff in his
pipe. And then he goes
back
inside and plays EverQuest 2 all day long. Because he is a cool geek like the rest of us.
Word.
Yes.
This show is nothing but geeks except for Donnie, who's a redneck.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
But I'm a sexy geek, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Me, on the other hand, I'm a textbook geek. except for the suspenders.
No, that's a nerd.
Leave me alone.
They're like the, you know, the science club nerds. That's not a protector. Geek. That's a nerd. There's a difference, man.
Pocket protector. I'm just looking for an excuse to fill my... No, never mind.
You don't have a pocket.
I know. Anyway, but... yeah, what is up with the circus tent out front of Walmart? Have you seen that?
I think they're going to put fireworks in it. Like, sell them for the 4th of July.
All we can have in Georgia are sparklers.
Well, it's going to be the sparkler tent. I like sparklers. I'll write my name in sparklers.
We can't have anything that goes boom. I tell you what, if you
we
want...
We can have something that goes... Psss.
I tell you what, if you want to hear something go boom, come out to my house.
There's going to be stuff going boom at the river, like, every year, aren't there?
Oh, no, but there's...
I don't know.
There's
a
stupid...
I don't care. I'm going to be at home anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm going to the beach this weekend, though.
How come everyone gets to do everything, but I don't?
I get a free condo.
Careful the way you say that word.
Condo.
She bit my arm earlier, and it still really hurts.
I hope
really
you get
bad.
A bruise.
Kiss it, make it better.
No.
Kiss it, make it better. Kiss it, make it better.
No.
I'll pull the mic away. Kiss it, make it better. Kiss it. Mwah. Yeah. Okay, now the pain is working its way up my neck. And
Okay, no.
Anyway.
Sorry, man.
Anyway, let's start getting into some stories here.
Yeah.
Some stories!
Stories!
San Francisco man pleads, stop making fun of Bareback Mountain.
Bareback.
Yeehaw.
Mountain.
Bareback Mountain is inspiring rave reviews from critics and lame jokes from others. A computer programmer and blogger, Matt Brum, who is sick of hearing the Health Ledger Jay Gyllenhaal love story
that's
being
like
called whatever.
Volume. Not Brum.
You know what? I'll call it anything I want.
Brum.
Brum.
You're tarred, man.
Tarred.
Get your hand off my mouse. For those not in the know, bareback is a slang word for unprotected sex. And berm, frets the joke will keep people from seeing what he considers a very nice love story.
It is a very nice love story. It's just no guys will watch it.
And while he concedes the jokey title has a slight amount of humor, he insists it played itself out a year ago. It isn't that funny to begin with. Bareback Mountain is currently being rolled out nationally, and BAM! Figures exposure is the key for ending the string of cheesy jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Like, whatever. Talk to the hand. Talk to the hand.
Oh my god!
East side.
West side.
West side. Anyway.
Gangsta.
Woman flunks driver's test when car goes into Panamano Canal.
What?
Pompano. Pompano.
Pompano.
Pompano. A 19-year-old woman flunked her driver's license exam on Wednesday after she drove a borrowed taxi cab into the canal. The woman's neighbor, a brow taxi cab company cab driver, took her to the testing agency at 2712 West Atlantic Boulevard, city spokeswoman Sandra King said. Sandra King. This show is very stupid. The cab driver agreed to let the woman practice by herself in the parking lot around 11 a.m. He said, the next thing I knew, the car is going through the bushes and heading toward the canal. The car was halfway submerged. He ran over and pulled her out. Needless to say, she did not pass the driver's license test.
Well, let's hope not.
The identities of the driver and the cab driver were not immediately available. But they probably are now. So, anyway.
Oh, good lord. What is that picture?
Oh, we'll find out in a minute. How about that?
Okay.
We'll find out.
Okay.
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 Get out of the bubble, man.
The bubble. I can't help.
The bubble.
Okay. Another MySpace story.
Oh, God. MySpace is taking over the world.
We have a MySpace story every week now, it seems. Inappropriate MySpace page gets deputy fired.
A deputy?
A Marion County Sheriff's deputy has been fired after allegedly posting inappropriate information on the website MySpace.com. The Entitled Show is on MySpace. MySpace.com/The Entitled Show.
I'm on MySpace.
No one cares.
Shut up.
You never get on it.
That's because my computer died. It didn't know me.
Well, you can always come up here.
Okay.
Whenever my car's out front. The sheriff's officer said 26-year-old Brian Quinn has been fired for conduct unbecoming an officer. A sheriff's office spokeswoman said Quinn posted a profile on the website, which included a photo of him in uniform. It also included mild curse words and comments about drinking and women, according to the Ocala Star banner. Okay. The paper reported that Quinn had been with the department since December, and that the page made clear he worked for the Marion County Sheriff's Office. Two other Marion County Sheriff's deputies were fired earlier in the week after being accused of sexual misconduct with women on the MySpace website.
Sexual misconduct over the internet?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
it's not sexual.
I can see how they could get in trouble because in their companies they have it listed that they work there, so they're representing.
Well, they should
that place
list
of work.
They work there.
Well, they're too stupid to realize that.
You shouldn't fire them over that. That's just stupid. Just give them a slap on the wrist and like, take it off your MySpace account.
There, I slapped you on the wrist. I broke the bubble. Oh, well.
You had the bubble. My bubbles!
Man says gun and shoots hole in his left hand.
Smart.
This one might earn...
Hey, let me test a gun on your head.
Ow. She just punched me.
Yes.
Ow. This one might earn an honorable mention in the Darwin Awards, which Utah police said. I don't know what that is, but anyway. A 28-year-old man wanted to see whether his girlfriend's 22 handgun was loaded, so he pulled the trigger and blew a hole in his left hand.
Intelligent.
For some reason, the man had placed his hand in front of the barrel as he picked up the trigger. As he pulled the trigger, I mean. The man was treated at such and such medical center. It doesn't say if he was okay or not. It just minges about he shot a hole in his hand. And this was in Kansas.
Well, I don't think he's going to die from shooting a hole in his hand.
Bleed to death.
From your hand?
You can bleed to death from anywhere.
I don't think he was going to die if they took him to a hospital.
I got
to
fix this stupid headset.
Oh. Fix it. Fix it. Yeah.
Okay. Gah.
Gah.
Gah. You're such an idiot.
What's wrong with you?
Stop it. Dad, you never got me.
That's frightening. Don't touch me. The bubble. The bubble.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Oh my god. We're bored, can't you tell?
Read some stuff. I don't know.
Read some stuff? You're no fun. You're not like Donnie.
What's Donnie like?
Donnie's off doing something with his girlfriend. Whoopsh.
Yep.
Let's see.
And I'm here filling in.
The Ad Council has a new commercial of a guy driving down the street smoking a cigarette, and he puts it out in the tray. And of course, every now and then, you know you're not going to put it out all the way. It was still smoking a little bit. And then a big banner comes across the screen, "Don't pass gas."
What? What's that have to do with anything?
Good Lord. Stop it!
Tard.
Okay. To the left.
Jeez.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Phenomena! My god. That's... This is...
Shame, 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 shame on you.
What is that?
What in the world? It's 80s music. Shame,
shame, shame, shame on you. Hey, no shame on me.
Shame on you.
Anyway. Wow, Naomi's face puckered up then.
Yeah, in shock, because I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, we got an audio clip of Dracula.
Yes.
Naomi's sitting here going, yes, yes, play it, play it. Oh. Oh, what the hell?
That's great, man.
Oh, man.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Hey, that's a mean thing to say about Naomi.
Hey, Naomi's not a pathetic loser.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yes, you are. Anyway.
Sure.
Florida restaurant sells $100 hamburger.
I heard about that.
You heard about this?
On the radio.
On the radio. And we're on TV, so TV probably never heard of it.
I heard of it.
You heard of it. Oh, my God.
What's with the $100 hamburger?
$100 might buy you more than 6 dozen burgers from McDonald's, but the swanky old Homestead Steakhouse will sell you one brawny beef sandwich for the same price.
What's so special about it?
Mayor Stephen Abrams could barely speak between bites as he devoured the 20-ounce $100 hamburger billed as the...
Beluga caviar of sandwiches?
Heaven on a bun, restaurant owner said. The burger debuted Tuesday at restaurant... in the Boca Raton Resort and Club, where a membership costs $40,000 and an additional $3,600 a year.
You know, just give me a bun with some meat, some cheese, some pickles, ketchup, mustard. I'm happy!
The bill for one burger with garnishing that includes organic greens, exotic mushrooms, and tomatoes comes out to $124.50 with tax and an 18% tip included. The restaurant would donate $10 from each sale to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Well, if it costs that much, they should donate more than $10. I mean, my God, I know it didn't cost them $100 to make the thing.
This was a good story. Teens hang dead possum from overpass.
Ew.
It's no surprise in New York suburbs to see a deer dart across the opossum. What?
What? Stop getting confused. It'll be okay.
It says, too, a deer dart across the possum hanging by a rope from an overpass.
Typo!
Okay, I see how they meant to word it, because some of them got cut off. It is no surprise in the New York suburbs to see a deer dart across the road, but a possum hanging by a rope from an overpass, however, is a rarity. There we go.
Okay, there.
Several motorists reported Monday that their cars had banged into the carcasses of a possum and a crow that had been tied up and lured over the interstate parkway.
That's just nasty.
3 16-year-olds were arrested. Their names were not made public. The police who covered the area said the teens apparently scraped the carcasses off Route 304 for hanging them above the parkway. Just low enough to be hit by passing cars. At least one vehicle was damaged. I mean, no big deal. The youths were charged with criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct.
Okay, then.
Alrighty, then.
That's just nasty. Get out of the bubble.
What bubble?
Stop it.
Oops, sorry. Stepped on her foot.
You would die.
Let's see. I'm gonna sort through these. See what we want to do next. Let's see. Burglar gets drunk, snores, wake up shop's owner.
I was in the middle of yawn there, man.
In Thailand, a burglar who broke into a small grocery shop in northern Thailand was caught after he hid under the store's owner's bed, drank a few beers, and started snoring. The robber broke into the grocery in the Yuthin Thani province, 125 miles north of Bangkok. In the middle of the night, stole a few beers and quickly sought cover when he heard the owner of the shop stirring. Yeah. The robber made a bad situation a bit worse by choosing to hide under a bed in the shop, the same bed that the owner was sleeping on at the time. While waiting to flee, the robber drank a few of the stolen beers, passed out, and started snoring so loudly he woke up the shop's owner, who quietly called the police.
He passed out from a few beers?
Yeah, what a wimp.
Lightweight.
What a wimp. He's like me. Well, if you've never had anything to drink. But we gotta change that, don't we? You gotta turn me into a heavyweight. Well, I'm already heavy, I'm just not. I'm at a heavy weight, but I'm not a heavyweight.
In the room.
Okay, now that's just mean. I don't care what I've said about you, but that's just mean what you just said. How dare you? Gonna point at me, it's radio for crying out loud.
You're pointing at me first.
So I'm pointing at you to get my anger across to the people, because it brings out my anger when I point. You're just pointing to point back at me. Stop trying to fill in my boob.
No.
She just grabbed my boob.
Hey. Bubble man. Bubble.
Bubble boy.
Bubble girl.
I gotta cover her up here. She's
dating the bubble.
She's trying to molest me, folks.
No, I'm trying to give you a titty twister. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do anything.
You better not.
Okay, we gotta do a checklist. We're going on a road trip, okay? Roadmap.
Check.
Gasoline.
Check.
Teenage daughter.
Oops.
A Utah mom might have been a little red-faced this week after her family drove away from a small town and inadvertently left her 16-year-old daughter behind.
That's just sad.
The mix-up happened Tuesday when a family who were in a pickup truck hauling a camper stopped in Rosetown, about 100 kilometers southwest of Saskatoon. The girl who had been in the camper by herself got out thinking the family was stopping to refuel. Unfortunately, they only stopped to check a map and drove off while she was in the gas station store. The family headed south did not realize the girl was missing until they got out to Swift Current, about 155 kilometers away. While the truck headed south, the girl remained at the gas station, believing her family would notice her absence and come right back for her. When that didn't happen, Rosetown excuse me, RCMP were alerted and took the girl to family in Swift Current. The family called the police when they realized she was missing and were told she was on the way. They had been fishing in the north and returned to Utah after they were reunited. The incident is a reminder that summer drivers must make sure they account for all family members after each stop on the road. I'm kind of jumpy here because a part of my upper body is hurting right now.
Good for you.
It's been twisted. Ew. And now I'm a prop for
feet.
I'm a foot prop.
Yes.
I don't mind.
You are a foot prop.
I'm nice that way. I don't care.
Okay.
Man on mini motorcycle leads cop on chase.
Mini motorcycle?
I always make her laugh when she yawns.
Like one of those kid-sized ones?
Yeah. A 42-year-old
that
Lake...
That goes like 10 miles an hour?
Yeah. A 42-year-old Lake Crystal man led sheriff's deputies on a goose chase. His getaway vehicle, a 5-horsepower mini motorcycle.
Stop it!
Jesus Jeez.
That's great.
A call came in reporting that Douglas Lee Mean had wiped out a downtown intersection. Sheriff's Deputy Jeff Warsall responded, suspecting it was a case of drunk driving. By the time deputy arrived at the intersection, the man had recovered and driven off. After locating him, Warsall tried to get Mean to pull over. The bike had no tail light or license plate. Well, duh.
It's a mini bike. Why would it have a license plate?
The chase continued as Mean putted down a nearby street at about 25 miles per hour. Russell pulled along Mean and yelled at him to stop. The chase slowed down to about 10 miles an hour when Russell pulled in front of the bike.
You know, cops should really have attack cheetahs for stupid people like that. Just send the cheetah after the guy on the little bike, let him, you know.
He fired his taser gun out of the squad car window. One dart hit Moon, but fell off. The effort hindered Moon enough for Russell to get out of his car and push Moon off the bike. It took the help of another deputy to make the arrest, according to the report. Moon was jailed and released after posting $12,000 bail. $12,000 bail. That's a lot.
Well,
are you
like,
tired?
That's more than I make in a year.
Wake up.
I'm sleepy. I got up early this morning.
Wake up.
I usually get up at noon.
At noon? I had to get up at 10 and film something that I couldn't even go to.
I got up like it. I was woken up at like 7 o'clock this morning. I hadn't been back asleep since. Do you know how early that is for me?
Wow, that's early.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't stay at your boyfriend so long. Maybe you should stay home. What did y'all do last night?
Don't tell people about that.
Well, you can't say anyway because I'd have to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't say anyway because you'd have to cut it out. Well, you got mad if you did anything for the show?
I don't know. I've talked to him about that.
We ought to call him on the show when we do the second part of the show, which is internet only. Ooh. A Louisiana couple is charged with stealing a Lincoln County Sheriff's Department patrol car and crashing the vehicle into a pole as the deputy gave chase in the couple's Toyota.
Okay.
Uh-huh, you thought I was going to hit you, but I missed. There, I didn't miss that time.
You hit my headphones. Don't hit the headphones, man.
There, I'm hitting your nose.
They're valuable, man.
I bought it.
So?
David Andrew Beck, 35, with his girlfriend, Linda, 46. Don't you love how I say names I can't pronounce? Ew.
You need to learn how to pronounce stuff. Work on your, you know, pronunciation skills.
She can't even think of a word. You're telling me to learn how to pronounce things.
Work on your pronunciation skills,
lurk,
man. I mean,
you're one to talk. Jesus.
Hey. Just because my tongue gets tied up sometimes doesn't mean I can't pronunciate and enunciate and all those other big E8 words.
Tongue tied. mind in the gutter. Hello.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, get your foot out of my... Ooh, okay. Ooh. Ow. She's kicking me in the knee.
That's right. In the knee.
Stop it.
Silence.
If only you could see what's going
on.
Don't
you love the awkward silence? What's that noise?
It's... There's some music playing in the back.
It sounds like somebody playing the piano.
It's music. Mm. What do you want me to do? Kiss your feet?
Sure, if you want
to. Okay. There we go. Kiss your foot.
I am a goddess. Worship my feet.
Yes. Now give me the other one. No, I'm joking. I'll do it. I don't care. I'm not choosy.
Anyway.
Yeah. Beck is accused of climbing out of the back of... whoa. Let me go back. David Andrew Beck, 35, with his girlfriend Linda... 46. Both at Pearl River, Louisiana, were waiting in the back of the police cruiser while the deputies searched the couple's vehicle. Beck is accused of climbing out of the back window of the patrol car, jumping in the driver's seat, and speeding off. As the couple rode away in the patrol car, a sheriff's department narcotics agent followed in the Toyota and called for assistance on his personal radio. They didn't identify the officer whose patrol car was stolen. Very smart move. Beck fled at speeds. Beck. Ugh.
Faster than a speeding tortoise.
Your foot scares me. Speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour down Interstate 55 in several Brookhaven City streets before crashing to a utility pole.
Smart.
Beck sustained a crash to his leg, and that was basically it. Beck has been charged with possession of crack cocaine with the intent to distribute and leaving the scene of an accident with injuries and other charges.
Well, I think they might just be in trouble.
Rohr has been charged with possession of crack cocaine with intent to distribute and possession of Xanax.
Crack!
Yeah.
Happy crack.
And now this last one, this last story, we got to be careful with this one.
Okay.
This last story, we got to be very careful with this one. We're not going to use the other stuff because it's boring.
Okay. Be careful.
Easy. Man with faulty penile implant gets $400,000.
Thought you said earlier it was 40.
I thought it was 40, but I misread.
Well, 400,000 is a lot better than 40.
A former handyman has won more than $400,000 in a lawsuit over a penile implant, which gave him a 10-year woohoo.
That sounds good. And what's wrong with that?
Charles Chick Lennon, 68, received a steel and plastic implant in 1996, about 2 years before Viagra went on the market. Dura 2 is designed to allow impotent men to position the woohoo upward for sex, then lower it. But Lennon cannot position his woohoo downward. He said he could no longer hug people, ride a bike, swim, or wear bathing suit trunks because of the pain and embarrassment.
He has become
uncomfortable being around his grandchildren.
Now that would be a little uncomfortable.
That would be a little weird. In 2004, a jury awarded him $750,000. A judge called that excessive and reduced it down to $400,000 on Friday. A lawyer representing both Dura 2 manufacturer Dacombed Corp and the company's insurer declined to comment. Dacombed maintained that nothing was wrong with the implant. The implant consists of a series of plastic plates strung together with steel surgical wire, almost like a roll of wrapped coins. Ow. Lennon cannot get the implant removed because of health problems, including open heart surgery, his lawyer said. Impotent drugs could not help Lennon, even if he was able to have the device taken out, because tissue had to be removed for it to be implanted.
Ew.
And the same company filed for bankruptcy the following year after it originally came out.
Okay, then. That's marvelous.
So, we're done. We're early. We're done early.
Is that good or bad?
That's bad. Because that means we got to sit here and talk for 15 minutes about useless stuff.
15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Okay, let's find something to talk about.
Okay, I was going to save this for the internet-only show that I do with Donnie. Dracula.
Yeah.
Now, it has come to my attention through several people, including one of his exes. I'm not going to say if it's the one here, if it's the recent ex.
Okay.
But I have been informed that he is planning on making a fake MySpace account of a girl. He's going to have that fake MySpace be nice to me in the beginning and then just be a total jerk.
Meanie.
I'm just going to say that. Jerk.
Meanie.
A total woohoo. How about that? So, I mean,
woohoo.
Listen, fans of the show already know that I don't have the best of luck in my personal life.
No. Okay. Suck it up.
Don't tell me to suck it up. Got to cover up here.
Suck it up.
I can see a punch or a twist coming.
Okay, anyway. Go on.
Anyway.
Go on.
It still hurts. It does. But, I mean, now, he's mad at me for not talking to him. Mm-hmm. A, because I am going through a hard time. I've not been in the best of moods lately. Mm-hmm. And whenever he attempts to help, he always either takes the I'm a playa angle or the gay route. Now, I have no problem with gay men.
What's the gay route?
The gay route is trying to hug me constantly.
Okay, then.
And just acting just...
It's okay for girls and guys when somebody's feeling bad to hug a lot, but when guys hug each other a lot, it's just not...
Even if we're talking on Yahoo, even if you just send the little hug emoticon, that is still no.
Yeah, that's a little off.
That's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I don't like Cocoa Puffs that much.
Communist.
No.
Communist.
I prefer those things. I can't remember what they're called. They're like Rice Krispies, but they're chocolate.
Count Dracula?
No. The one with the monkey.
There's a monkey.
No, the one with the monkey.
Monkey. Cuckoo.
It's...
Is the monkey home?
Cocoa Krispies.
Wow, what an original title that was.
Well, they're Rice Krispies with chocolate. They're Cocoa Krispies. They're good.
They're good?
Mm-hmm.
So, he's mad at me for not talking to him, so he's making that account.
Well, he's odd anyway. So, yeah.
Name. You dated him. How childish does that seem?
Normal for him.
Normal for him? No, I'm just
talking
about...
You're asking me how childish does that seem, and you're talking about him.
Now, okay.
How childish is he?
Now, imagine you didn't know him. How childish would you say it was if you didn't know him?
Retardedly. Yes.
Like, beyond...
But that's his personality.
That's his personality.
Retardedly childish.
And now that I know... Now that I know, and I know that he doesn't listen to the show, and I know that none of his friends listen to the show... I'm going to let him make the account. I'm going to play along with it. And then I'm going to call him out on it.
Nice.
And if he refuses, I'm going to bring not one, not two, but all three sources I've heard from about this.
Okay. You do that.
So, even though a mysterious girl has already started talking to me, and whenever someone starts just talking to me out of the blue like that and has no friends, that's kind of suspicious. So with this girl, whoever she is, she's from Tally, Georgia. That's got Jeff written all over it.
Yes, it does. You'll have to let me see this account.
It's got Jeff written all over it. It's got Tally, Georgia.
If it says Tally, Georgia, yeah.
So I'm just playing along for right now, just, you know, as a 50-50 chance.
I'd say more like a 75-25 chance.
Yeah, whatever. So,
Tally, Georgia. Let's look it up and see if there is such a thing as Tally, Georgia.
There's not.
Okay, there you go.
There's not an actual city called Tally in Georgia. There might be like a little community town like El Dorado, but not an actual city that would show up on something like MySpace.
El Dorado.
So, I think that's all we have. We got some music videos from our friends at Roadrunner that we can play after this.
Cool.
We got Nickelback, we got Stone Sour, we got Hatebreed. How about that? Hatebreed to the threshold. Hatebreed. You gotta hate. That is hate Dracula. Don't you hate him?
Dracula.
If you're listening to this, Dracula, I hate you. I hate you.
That's sweet.
What?
I can feel the hate filling the room.
You can feel the hate.
Feel the hate filling the room.
You can feel the hate.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Bubble man, bubble.
Bubble man. Well, if you're watching this on WMGR TV 22 next week, we move to our regular times. Mondays at 1 a.m. or replace Fridays at 2 a.m. If you are watching this Wednesday night and you missed a part of it, you can watch it Saturday at 2 a.m. or you can go to theantitledshow.net and download the audio-only version of this.
Yes.
Yes.
That's check what I do.
Yeah. Check out our MySpace. MySpace.com/TheEntitledShow, our website, TheEntitledShow.net. For those of you watching on TV, please be advised, all episodes on the website are uncensored. If you're under 18, please check with your parents before listening. And also, don't forget the Miss Untitled Show contest. If you're a girl between ages 6 and 21 and you would like to become the first Miss Untitled Show,
I think I should be Miss Untitled Show.
Submit a one JPEG image along with a short bio to msus@theentitledshow.net. Judges will select the final four, and the final four will be voted on. All submissions must be in by July 21st.
Who are judges?
Or judges? Me, Donnie, and our producers up in Chicago.
I won't win then.
You got a good chance of being in the top four, just looking at you.
Yes.
Okay. Voting starts August 1st by the listeners. Voting ends August 20th, and the winner will be announced on the August 21st edition of The Untitled Show. So in 2 months, we're going to have the first Miss Untitled Show. And the four finalists will be the girls of The Untitled Show. Layouts of the girls will be on the website. So if you make the final four, then we're going to have some fun.
Oh,
we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you, Naomi. Come here. Give me a hug. Give me some sugar.
Hugs.
Give me some sugar. Mwah. There we go. I feel better.
A kiss on the cheek makes everything better.
Oh, yeah. Even something else will make you feel fabulous. Contagious, as some people would say. But thank you for listening. Oh, we're going to leave you with Blackstone Cherry. And for those of you watching on TV, we got a few music videos from our friends at Roadrunner Records. Yeah, word. Amy and Publicity. She's the greatest. Love that girl. Be good. See you guys Monday.
I have seen my brothers in ashes on the ground. Maybe in a new